Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the kitab, yearning for the year after, a cheer for the depressed and a solace for the bereaved. Today we start a new chapter, the virtues of plagues. Virtues of plagues. Let us just take a few moments and think about this title, this topic, virtues of plagues. No other book, un-Islamic, non-Islamic book, medical science or other, that you will find such a topic, that the virtues of plagues. In other words, a plague is something that is always seen as something that is very dangerous, something that is very harmful, something that creates a lot of distress, anxiety and stress. But in our deen, it's so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down these conditions, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sends us the tonic for it. That these conditions are coming down, but this is the tonic. To turn your attention to the virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down. Look at the bright side, look at the positive side. Look at the benefits that is associated with these plagues, that if it hadn't been for these plagues, how could you have got the rewards of these plagues? So now a person is looking at the plague in a different light, in such a positive light, he's looking at the benefits and the virtues. How a person who knows the value of wealth and the value of money, that when a financial advisor is explaining to him that this investment has got this virtue and benefit, and that investment has got this virtue and that benefit, a man is happy to part with his wealth. Why? Because he can see the benefit in that investment. So he'll give his money and he'll invest his money there. He can see the benefit that has been explained to him. So like that, when a person is hearing the virtues of a plague, and a person is not frightened that I mustn't get caught up in this. In fact, in his mind, he's thinking, if I get caught up, so much of reward there is. And those people that are being caught up, there's so much of reward they're getting. So the mindset now is not one of fear, but the mindset now is one of acceptance and happiness with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاعون شهادة كل مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Muslim receive the rank, Muslims receive the rank of shahadat, martyrdom for a plague. A Muslim that has passed away because of a plague receives the rank of shahadat. How serious, how great this is. So Muslims receive the rank of shahadat for a plague. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشهداء خمسة المطعون والمبطون والغريق وصاحب الهدم والشهيد في سبيل الله. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the martyrs are five categories. There are five categories of martyrs according to this particular hadith. Five are mentioned. The first is the one who dies through a plague. Number two, the one who dies of a stomach ailment. Number three, the one who drowns. Number four, the one who is crushed to death by a falling wall or by a building or some big rocks, etc. But this person now is crushed to death. So he's also under this category of a shaheed. And number five, the one who is martyred in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person becomes martyred. He is also a shaheed. You see, five types of shaheed. One of them is a person that dies because of a plague. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الطاعون فأخبرني أنه عذاب يبعث الله على من يشاء وأن الله جعله رحمة للمؤمنين ليس من أحد يقع الطاعون فيمكث في بلده صابرا محتب يعلم أنه لا يصيب إلا ما كتب الله إلا كان له مثل أجر شهيد. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about a plague. He said, it is a type of punishment for some people, which Allah Ta'ala sends down on whomever He wills. Some people here refers to unbelievers, as is explained from other hadith, etc. So some people here refers to unbelievers. Allah Ta'ala made it a mercy for the believers. As far as the believers are concerned, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made this plague a mercy. The person who remains in his hometown at the time of a plague, while being patient and hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having full conviction that nothing except what Allah has decreed for him will afflict him, he shall receive the reward of a martyr. So a person who remains in his hometown, in other words, he's not fleeing, he's not running away out of fear, he's trying to disperse from the plague. This person is remaining in his hometown, and remaining in his hometown, in what condition? That he's patient, he's hoping for reward from Allah Pak, and he got full conviction that nothing except what Allah has decreed for him will afflict him, he shall receive the reward of a martyr. So this hadith also tells us that a person, he didn't become a shaheed, but at that time when the plague was rife, what he did, he remained in his hometown. He hopeful in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, patiently, and he had that full yaqeen that nothing will afflict him except what Allah has decreed for him. So that's what this person has done. He'll also get the reward of a shaheed. How beautiful. عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الفار من الطاعون كالفار من الزحف والصابر فيه له أجر شهيد. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the person who flees from a plague is like a person who flees from the battlefield of jihad. The person who remains patiently in a plague shall receive the reward of a martyr. Now we know this great sin, this big guna for a person that flees from the battlefield. And then the person that is fleeing from the area where there is plague is like that person that is fleeing from the battlefield. And the person who remains patiently in a plague, in a place where there is plague, shall receive the reward of a martyr. We'll do one more hadith. An Ulaymin al-Kindi qala kuntu ma Abi Abbasin Abi Abbasin al-Ghifari ala sathin faraa quman yatahammaluna min at-ta'un qala ya ta'un خذني إليك ثلاثا. Hazrat Ulaym al-Kindi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that I was with Abu Abbas al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu on a roof, and he noticed that some people were fleeing from the city from a plague. There was a plague and he was on top of a roof, so from the height of the roof you can see what is happening. So he said from that height of the roof he could see that some people were fleeing away from the city that had plague. So what did he do? He said, O plague, he addressed the plague. He said, O plague, take me to you. People are running away from you, but O plague, you take me to you. Three times he made an announcement, O plague, take me to you. In other words, he understood what is the reward of getting afflicted by a plague. He wasn't scared, he wasn't afraid and distressed. He addressed the plague and he said, O plague, three times he said, take me to you. People are running away from you, but I'm telling you, you take me towards you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us this type of yaqeen and this type of iman. We believe 100% that whatever comes to us comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These hadiths are not teaching us that we must be reckless, so to speak, in the manner of speech, but it's teaching us that our tawakkul ultimately is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever condition comes from Allah, we are happy. We don't complain because we can see the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for a person that is afflicted. So then we won't look at a person when we get the news that somebody has passed away in this type of condition. We won't look at it negatively, we look at it so happily that more and more people are getting the opportunity of becoming shaheed. Why should we be sad? We should actually be happy. When the statistics are showing higher numbers, we don't get more sad, we get more happy. Allah Pak is giving more people the opportunity to become shaheed. That is our belief. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.